This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. That's two out of two successful crewed launches for Blue Origin, as the company today sent a crew of four people to space and back from its facility in West Texas, including actor William Shatner, a.k.a. Captain James T. Kirk, on Star Trek. The mission, dubbed NS-18, is the fifth rocket launch for the company this year and the 18th for the company overall. In other news, a draft decision concerning Facebook, the Irish Data Protection Commission, and GDPR could fine the social giant some $36 million. It may sound like a lot, but the financial penalty would take the ad tech giant just over 2.5 hours to earn in revenue, based on its second quarter earnings of $29 billion. But even more worrying for privacy advocates is the apparent willingness of the DPC to allow Facebook to simply bypass their regulation by claiming users are giving it their data because they're in a contract with it to get targeted ads. And online payments giant Stripe is building a crypto team despite having pulled support for Bitcoin payments back in 2018. The decision by Stripe, one of the more respected global technology unicorns, to get back into the blockchain world was cheered by crypto fans. Precisely what sort of competitive impact the move may have on other companies was less clear. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. Seattle-based Carrot, the technical interviewing service, has stacked a $110 million round at a valuation of around $1.1 billion. Next, Science.io is trying to create a massive database of patient data that can help stakeholders better treat people holistically. The company has raised $8 million for its efforts. And ML, or machine learning, is a big market today and one that startup Weights & Biases plays in. The company raised more than $135 million in a supersized Series C. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.